My name is Michael Livne Weissman. Livne is my Hebrew name and Weissman is my English name. I was born in Romania and my name was Michael Weissman. When I came to Israel, it was very, very difficult. People didn't know how to pronounce Weissman, so therefore I changed my name to something that seemed similar, like White. So I became their Livne. When I came to Australia, I had the same problem, so probably wrongly, I also added the Weissman to my name again.
Depends where you live. When did you arrive to Australia?
I arrived to Australia in 1989.
Right. You participated in the 6 Days War in 1967, 50 years ago. Can you please tell us about it?
I basically made Aliyah to Israel from Romania in 1964. Then 1965, I was 17 years in 64. 1965, I was recruited to the army. And in the army, I was sort of assigned in the what we call Golani, one of the divisions in Israel. It's named Golani.
I think it was an experience of itself, like you were almost a teenager, you were hardly 18, and you came from Romania, and you were suddenly a soldier in the Israeli army. Did you speak Hebrew?
I spoke a few words, only things that I learned here there, but let me tell you that the army is a very good school of learning Hebrew, because if you don't grasp quickly, you may have some undesired consequences. Nowadays, I look to these things with really, really nostalgia, because it was a good time for me.
I'm sure. So tell us about the war. So
I joined the Golani in 1965. At the time, there were 2 years regular service. And then I went to a program which I became, not an officer, but it's called Mashak, or commander that is not an officer. So I was assigned to go to a special unit. This is called the special unit, where we had in that special unit people dealing with explosives.
Dismantling explosives.
Dismantling explosives, but also, not just dismantling, but also placing explosives in special operations that I participated as well. But that was before the war. Basically, my unit was all the time based very close to the Golan border with Syria. So before the war, there were many, many conflicts, or basically skirmishes, fighting, shootings and things across the border. And there was always a hassle for the kibbutzim and the people that were living near that area. And so when the war eventually were notified that, hey, we need to come, and finally it was a decision to do for us, was almost like a relief, because we thought, okay, here is the time that we finish that thing once and for all. My unit and myself were lifted by helicopters because of our special skills, and asked to capture basically a reconnaissance post of the Syrians behind their fighting line on the hills. But that reconnaissance post was hardly manned with people. Was about something like 4 to 5 people there. So basically, there was no fighting with these people. They just came and raised their hands and surrendered straight away. That was probably the first 2 days we were there. By that time, the troops already conquered the hills. Israeli forces conquered the hills and moved on. And then we were sort of lifted with helicopters to replace other people, or other unit of the paratroopers on the Hermon. We were there for about a week. And again, there was no fighting for us there. The real war began after that one, after the week after we were the Hermon, where we were asked actually to go and dismantle explosives Syrian army left behind when they retreated. Israeli army used our skills to actually go there and take the, you know, make the place safe, put it this way. And we had to pay attention, because all these things are really, really testing your blood pressure, and it's testing your attention, because if you make a little mistake and you don't notice where you put your foot there or where you put your hand there, you no longer exist. So that was really, really the heartbeat here. And that took us for about, probably we spent something like at least 3 weeks or 1 month doing these things day by day.
We're talking to Michael Livne-Weisman, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michael, what can you say in retrospect 50 years later?
I guess one thing that springs to mind is the happiness that we saw in the eyes of the all these kibbutzim that were just on the footsteps of this Golan Heights. They were bombarded and they were shot at. When you're a soldier, you don't feel much about all these things. But when you come back and you see that you made some contribution to these people's life, then to me, that's what I remember, that I was almost like, hey, it's an illness that caught us all, and we've also become a bit more motivated. We've done something good here. Otherwise, you know, I was a soldier. I sort of like a regular army. I didn't come as a reservist. So for me, it was like that was the job that I had to do. But only when I came down to meet with these people, then I realized that, hey, we made a big difference in their lives.
Michael Livne-Weisman, thank you so much.